He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world from his own. With warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheese, but his ambitions are vague. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife for him, young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all the questions locked in his attic one day. Cause he liked to fly, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby, bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was calling answers he never found. Wrapped on a freight, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes a piling, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jim is something of his magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Thanks. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.